This coming week may determine how or even if Congress changes the Medicare system. As part of that change, lawmakers are deciding how to structure a prescription drug benefit for seniors. NPR's Julie Rovner has been covering this issue for years now and comes by periodically to update us. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Steve.
So how much has been resolved and how much is left to do this week?
Well, a little bit has been resolved and a lot is left to do. Congressional staff stayed behind over the August recess while members went home, and they got a couple of things worked out. For instance, a prescription drug discount card that would give seniors some relief from their drug costs until a full benefit takes effect in 2006. But all the big controversial issues, and there are a lot of them, were left for members themselves to hammer out now that they're back from recess.
We think about debates between Democrats and Republicans, but you have here debates between Republicans and Republicans over what to do. They're the ones that control Congress.
Well, that's part of the difficulty of this bill. The week before Congress came back, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, a Republican, actually pulled his staff out of the staff-level negotiations. He was protesting House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas, who's the chairman of the negotiating committee's, refusal to take up some rural Medicare issues that are important to Grassley.
Which I suppose should not be too surprising since Charles Grassley is from the state of Iowa.
Absolutely. And this is a very big issue in Iowa. In fact, Senator Grassley has said on many occasions that he finds this issue of paying rural health care providers more important than actually adding the drug benefit to the Medicare program.
We always get a sense when you come by of how incredibly complicated this system is, how incredibly politically complicated it is to change it. Are members any closer to resolving that dispute than others?
Well, the Republicans sat down amongst themselves on Thursday, and we all thought that they would come out and holding hands and smiling and saying that everything had been worked out, and that was really not what happened. 2 hours later, they came out kind of grim-faced, and you know, they said progress was made, but it seemed pretty clear that even the Republicans haven't worked out exactly how they want to proceed.
It's like you're covering a nuclear arms negotiation, isn't it?
It feels that way sometimes.
What other sticking points are there?
Well, one issue they haven't even touched yet is a provision that would make it easier to buy drugs from Canada and other countries where they sell for much lower prices than they sell for in the United States. The House passed a separate bill allowing that. It's now part of the negotiation. The prescription drug industry and the Bush administration say they oppose it fiercely. They say it's dangerous. It would allow counterfeit drugs to make their way into the U.S. drug supply. The public, however, supports it strongly. A poll that came out last week showed that even after people were told that it might lead to more counterfeit drugs, 63% still said they wanted to make it easier to buy drugs from other countries.
It would lower prices in the United States, wouldn't it?
Well, not necessarily. Sponsors of the provision say that the competition from the lower cost drugs would drive prices lower here, but the Congressional Budget Office, when it was actually estimating how the Medicare bill would work, said that it probably wouldn't. What's more likely to happen is that drug companies will end up raising costs in Canada or other countries, or they'll simply refuse to send Canada enough drugs to resell to the United States. They'll only send them enough to serve the Canadians.
Okay, so we said at the beginning that this week, this coming week, could be critical. What's going to happen this week?
Well, the negotiators, House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, are going to sit down for the first time since they've been back from recess. They're going to see what they've gotten done. And I think this really could be a week where the president weighs in, or whether we see really whether there is a deal that can be had on this very complicated bill.
Is there some doubt in your mind that there can be a deal here?
Oh, there's much doubt in my mind and in many people's minds. The differences between these bills are very large and very ideological. The bill passed the House by a single vote. The conservatives there are very unhappy. If they move towards the conservatives in the House, that would by definition probably move away from the Democrats who supported it in the Senate. It's going to be hard to find a bill that can pass both the House and the Senate.
Julie Rovner covers health issues for NPR. Julie, good to see you again.
Thanks, Steve.